great to see you all. Very welcome this evening. We've been looking at the healing life of Jesus and the healing ministry of Jesus, the healing power of Jesus. But we haven't just been looking at it from the Bible's point of view. We've been experiencing it here at Shiloh in different ways over the past number of weeks. And we're continuing that, but it's been wonderful looking at, first and foremost, it's been wonderful looking at God's Word and seeing the way Jesus healed so many people. And it's amazing just, you know, all the different types of people that Jesus healed. And we're only reading sort of the tip of the iceberg. But all those different types of people coming with all sorts of different types of problems, coming to Jesus, and Jesus healed them or delivered them or set them free in all sorts of different kinds of way. It wasn't a one size fits all sort of thing. Everything was specific to the person, to the problem, and as the Spirit led Jesus healed them or delivered them in a way that was appropriate. But it's been really interesting, and you know, we were talking about, here, I thought that suite was coming for me, Shirley.
I have a clap here.
There we go, that's better. But it's been great. It's been great looking at Jesus and what he does and what he has done. But what we've also seen is that the ministry of Jesus is one that's to be continued by the church. The church is his body here on earth. It's his hands, his feet, his the vessel in which he uses. God uses the way he used his son Jesus when Jesus was alive here on earth. The church is being used in the same way. And certainly we'll be probably touching on some of these ideas on Sunday mornings as well, as Tally started this morning looking at the Holy Spirit, I presume. I was in Sunday school, but I thought that's what he was speaking on. But it's wonderful to see the ministry of Jesus continuing. And it isn't just the ministry of preaching that was to continue. It isn't just the ministry of repent for the forgiveness of sins. While that is an important part of Jesus' ministry, and that does continue with the church. But all the other aspects of Jesus' ministry continue as well. The healing, the deliverance, the love that he pours out for so many people, the sacrifice that he makes. These parts of Jesus' ministry are all to be continued on by the church as well. And we see them, we see all sorts of examples all through the book of Acts. And that's what I'm speaking on this evening. I'm not looking at the miracles of Jesus while he was alive in his body, in his ministry. I'm looking at how Jesus continued to heal people and deliver people through his new body, the church, the apostles specifically. So we're going to be looking at a few things from Acts. I'm just going to run through some of the sort of things that happen through the book of Acts. The first part of the book of Acts is mainly to do with Peter. Very roughly, there's lots of other things in there, but Peter's to the forefront, and he does some miracles. He if you remember him and John, they heal the crippled man. When he's asking for money, and Peter and John say, you know, we don't have any money, but what we do have, we'll give you. In the name of Jesus Christ, rise and walk. But then we see in chapter 5 of Acts, Peter and the apostles heal many, many people. In fact, all that are brought to him. What was happening was the apostles were walking down the street, and the people who lived there were bringing all the sick out, putting them at the side of the feet, just so that Peter's shadow might fall on them. This was the sort of thing that was happening. And when they heard about so many people being healed and so many people being delivered, well, they brought everybody they knew who was sick. All the people they knew who were oppressed by demonic powers. And they were all healed, the Bible tells us. And then the second half of Acts is mainly to do with the ministry of Paul. And the ministry of Paul is very, very similar. It starts with him healing the crippled man. And then, of course, he has the girl who is possessed, the fortune teller. And he delivers her. And then we have a young man called Eutychus who dies. Paul brings him back to life. And then we have when he's in Malta and he gets bitten by the snake. And he doesn't die. Everyone's expecting him to die. But he doesn't. And then he goes to the guy who's running the island of Malta at the time, invites him and is hospitable to them. And his dad's sick. And Paul heals his dad. And when the people find out that happened, then the whole island bring all their sick to Paul. And Paul heals them all. You see, the same ministry that Jesus started then being continued on through the apostles. In fact, Jesus had told them that this would happen. In fact, in his words, he said, you'll do even greater things than I did. Well, let's turn, if you have your Bible, let's turn to Acts chapter 20. Because we're going to read about Eutychus. Acts chapter 20. And verse 7. On the first day of the week, we came together to break bread. Paul spoke to the people, and because he intended to leave the next day, kept on talking until midnight. There were many lamps in the upstairs room where we were meeting. Seated in a window was a young man named Eutychus, who was sinking into a deep sleep as Paul talked on and on. When he was sound asleep, he fell to the ground from the third story and was picked up dead. Paul went down and threw himself on the young man and put his arms around him. "Don't be alarmed," he said. "He's alive." Then he went upstairs again and broke bread and ate. After talking until daylight, he left. The people took the young man home alive and were greatly comforted. I'm not really going to say very much about this story. I just wanted to read one of them in its fullness of what Paul did. And I suppose this story speaks to me especially because you see this poor man Eutychus, I can see me in him. I can fall asleep anywhere. It's not been unheard of for a wee prayer meeting there for somebody to nudge in the arm. Dave is fast asleep. I can fall asleep anywhere. And you see here the way it just says, and Paul was talking on and on. And it doesn't matter how interesting something is. If you're the sort of person who can fall asleep and you start falling asleep, like even tonight, if you're sitting here and you've got the eyes going, and I am talking about falling asleep and you're thinking, oh, I must not fall asleep, there's still practically nothing you can do to stop yourself. It's awful. It's me, everyone's trying to keep the eyes open. Well, this poor guy, Eutychus, fell asleep, and of course he was sitting in a window, and off he goes, third story, thump, dead. Paul runs down and puts his arms around, falls on top of him, puts his arms around him, says, "Don't be alarmed, he's alive." And it's okay, we can have a laugh about it. It's quite a funny wee story about him falling asleep. But the miracle involved is fantastic. This is the ministry of Jesus all over again. This is the ministry of Jesus continuing on through the church. That's exactly what Jesus would have done. And here, Paul is doing it too. And also, one of the other reasons I picked this story is because I've been speaking a couple of times recently on the resurrection of Jesus. And Jesus expounded the scriptures to the two on the road to Emmaus. And I said I would love to have heard what Jesus said. And then he appears to them in the upper room later on that day. And again, he explains the scriptures to them. And I would love to have heard what Jesus said. But you see here as well, first of all, you have Paul talking to midnight. You have someone being raised from the dead. And then he talks until daylight. I would love to have been there that day. That would have been fantastic. That would have been That would have been everything there is to, you know, if you want to go to a meeting, that would have been the one to be at. You have Paul preaching all day and all night, and you have someone being raised from the dead in the midst of it all. How fantastic. But I want to just go back in Acts to chapter 5. I referred to it earlier, but I think I'll just read it. Because I just want to highlight one more point before we have an open time. And it's in Acts chapter 5, and we're going to read from verse 12. The apostles performed many miraculous signs and wonders among the people, and all the believers used to meet together in Solomon's colonnade. No one else dared join them, even though they were highly regarded by the people. Nevertheless, more and more men and women believed in the Lord and were added to their number. As a result, people brought the sick into the streets and laid them on the beds and mats so that at least Peter's shadow might fall on some of them as he passed by. Crowds gathered also from the towns around Jerusalem, bringing their sick and those tormented by evil spirits, and all of them were healed. That was what I'd referred to earlier on, but I just thought I'd read it, and if you have your Bible, you can see it in black and white. You see, here at Shiloh, we believe what the Bible says. We put the Bible above our own experience. We put our faith in what the Bible says more than we put our faith in what we experience. And that's what we try to do. We don't always get it right. Sometimes we're led by our experience, and that's when all the doubts about God come in. But we try, we aim to believe in what the Bible says about things. And here we see several examples. Well, you see it all through the life of Jesus, but now you see it in the life of the church, where the power of God is working through the church to heal many. And not just heal many, but to heal all. And it is tremendous. And you see, here at Shiloh, over the past 6 or so weeks that we have been doing this, we have testimonies as to people getting healed. And I don't want to distract from that one iota tonight, because that is fantastic. And if I was one of those people, I would be clinging to that testimony and sharing it with lots and lots of people, because it's amazing when God moves in our lives. But I am also an honest person, and we here at Shiloh try to be as honest as possible. And I know that what we experience here in Shiloh isn't the same as what the early church experienced. We don't open the doors and every single sick person that comes in gets healed. There's many here, even people who belong to Shiloh, myself included, who continue to be sick. And for me, and this is where I say, we here at Shiloh, we put our faith in the Bible more than we put our faith in our experience. See, as maybe you start thinking about this, as maybe you've thought about it over the weeks, as maybe you've brought your own sickness and nothing has happened over the weeks, it's easy then to start putting your faith simply in your experience. And that's when all the doubts come in. And that's when all the anxieties and fears come in. We have to be single-minded about coming to the Bible and saying, this is where I'm putting my faith. I'm putting my faith in what I read more than in what I experience. And this is why, for me, in the time, we're about to have a time, 20 minutes or so, of quiet time, when we're opening ourselves up for God to use us tonight in whatever way he sees fit. And during that time, if you want prayer specifically, if you want someone to pray for you because you're sick, feel free to raise your hand, and someone, whoever's at the front, will send somebody over to pray with you. But for me, during these times, it's the hearing from God is so important. Because if there's anything we can do differently, if there's anything that we are missing that is stopping God using us in the ways that he used Peter, in the ways that he used Paul. Job for the prophets to bring to us the word of God, while it's the job of the healers to bring the healing from God. Because while we are the body of of Jesus continuing on his ministry. None of us are like Jesus. We're only like simply a part of the body of Jesus, and we rely on the whole body to perform the whole ministry of Jesus. You see, when you raise the issue, when someone raises the issue with me of why does everyone not get healed, we can guess all day long. People do. Your mind guesses all day long. But when God brings a word of wisdom, what he does is he shines his light and he tells you why. So, without any further waffle from me, we're going to have this time. And during this time, twofold. One is the usual being led by God's Spirit into healing. But the second is to hear God's word. And if you want to share that publicly, share it publicly. If you'd rather just share it privately, what you think God is saying, share it privately after the meeting. But for the next 20-25 minutes, we're going to have a time that's open to be led by God. And during this time, please, I just encourage you to try to stay focused on God. Don't hesitate to ask God questions. But if you feel a prompting that God is wanting to do something through you or share something through you, even if you're not sure, share it anyway. And if you're not sure, just say so. I am not sure, but I think this is what God wants to do, or this is what God wants to say. Because we're all amongst friends here. So without any more, let's open this time up. Lord, we just dedicate this time to you. Ask, Lord, that your Spirit is with us tonight. Lord, help in our minds not drift. Help in us not fall asleep like Eutychus. Lord, help in us to stay alert to what you want to do and to what you want to say. Lord, we need to be bold and courageous, just like Joshua, entering into some unknown. Lord, help us to share and to do what you say. Amen.
We were singing that first song and I kind of went there. He just brought me back to the place where I was standing up there doing my test, giving my testimony. And what you have brought me from to what I am, where I am today, just blows me away, Lord. And I just thank you and bless your holy name for everything that you've done for me and are doing tonight. Thank you for the future that I have in you, Jesus. Bless your name.